Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. It's episode 227 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe, and how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Glad to have you here with us. And what have we got coming up on the show this week?
Well, we're talking knitted poppies with Linda Evans for Remembrance Day.
Yep, you can show your support for the British Legion through the work that Linda is doing. We'll also be finding out about what's going on with Candlelight Nights at Aston Hall. Paul Baker from Diabolus in Music are telling us about some of the stuff that they're up to.
And we're also jam-packed with music. We're going to be talking to Dan Whitehouse.
Yes, finding out about one of his gigs and hearing one of his tunes. And also our featured band this week, we have Nathan Till from Silhouettes joining us here in the studio. But first of all, this year sees the 40th anniversary of the Rocky Horror Show, and it comes to Wolverhampton. It has arrived, and part of the cast is Danny Harmer, who is Janet. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now, how's things at your end? Because this is a bit of a change of scenery for you, isn't it, compared to your Tracy Beaker days?
Yeah, just a bit. When I was on CBBC, I never really, you know, danced around in my underwear. So, yeah, it's quite different for me, but I'm having an amazing time. Been on the show for 6 months now, so this is our last week, which is really sad, but it's great that we're in Wolverhampton for the last week.
And there is a big party coming at the end of all this as well, but we'll come on to that in a bit. So who is playing your Brad?
It's the lovely Ben Forster, who, of course, won Jesus Christ Superstar. And he is absolutely amazing. We get on really well, and I just absolutely love performing with him. He's fantastic.
So I bet it was quite odd, though, because this is a much older production than your good self. I mean, you're only in your early 20s. So when did you first find out about the Rocky Horror Show?
Well, I've been a massive fan of it for years and years. I mean, I know I'm only young, but I think the first time I went to see it was in Cardiff when I was about 13. So maybe a bit too young.
Just a little bit.
But I absolutely fell in love with it, and I also am a massive fan of the film, so this is kind of like a dream role, really.
So it must be really good fun to do.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, the music is, I think, what's kept the show alive for so long. I mean, obviously everyone knows the Time Warp. We've all done it drunk on a New Year's Eve before.
Yes.
So it's great to do it on stage and see everyone jump to their feet, and obviously all dressed up as well.
Now, I have to admit, I have never even seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, so what have I missed out on so far?
Oh my goodness, well, you've missed out on 40 years worth of amazingness is what you've missed out on. The film is absolutely brilliant, and the stage show is just great. I mean, it's a show like no other. I don't know any other show where you can dress up, sing along, and shout abuse at the actors, so I think it's perfect for everyone, really.
Well, I'm coming along on Thursday night. I won't be dressing up, though, because I'm shy, but it will be well worth seeing. And give us the rest of the rundown of who we've got in there, because Oliver Thornton, I mean, he's known for work throughout the West End and stages across the UK.
Yes, he has been in pretty much every single musical, which is quite nerve-wracking for me, seeing as this is my first ever attempt at it. But I've learned loads off him, and he is absolutely brilliant. And we've just got the most amazing cast. We've got a lovely girl called Keris, who plays Columbia, just absolutely perfectly. A lovely lady called Jade, who is the most sexiest magenta you will ever see in your life. And then, of course, the wonderful Philip Franks is playing the narrator. And I've seen millions of different narrators from the various productions I've seen, and please don't tell anyone, but he's definitely the best narrator I've ever seen.
You're living every minute of this as well.
I know, yeah, it's really great. I mean, that's what I love about touring. We get to see the country that we live in and go to all these places that we wouldn't necessarily ever go to. So yeah, I'm having a great time. But yeah, I've been 6 months long on the road now, so yeah, I am kind of looking forward to getting home, but I will miss this production so much.
And of course there is that party night which comes up, Blast Off in Wolverhampton on Saturday night. That's the 2nd of November. If you want to get yourself down there, just check all the details out, and you can even go dressed up to that one. Will any of the cast be probably making it along? You would love to, I'm sure, but you may be a little bit tired after the number of productions you're putting in over the next week.
I know, yeah. Well, the thing is, I think some of us might be popping down, but quite a lot of us are going to have to shoot off home, because it's been 6 months on the road, and I think everyone's kind of looking forward to getting home and seeing their loved ones,
not having seen any of the family. And so
exactly,
there are so many big songs in this. You've already mentioned the Time Warp. It's obviously Damn It Janet, which is about your character too, but have you got a favourite number?
Yes, I do. I absolutely love singing my song, which is Touch Me. It is great fun, and I get to, you know, dance with a half-naked man. So it's every girl's dream, really.
So it's on at the Grand all week, Monday through Thursday at 7:30pm, Friday and Saturday at 5:30 and 8:30. Tickets are priced at £14.50 through to £33.50 with concessions available. And if you do want to get your hands on those, the box office number is 01902 429212, or grandtheatre.co.uk. And it's a big production, and it's one of those where if something goes wrong, you just sort of carry on regardless. Have there been any fun mistakes that have happened throughout the tour so far?
Oh, there's been all sorts of mistakes, but the audience absolutely love it. And it's normally coming from the audience, because sometimes they shout out something we're not expecting and make us all laugh. So I think they do it on purpose, really.
They do their best to catch you out, whatever happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Danny, thank you for joining us. Have a fantastic time in your last week in Wolverhampton. Is this a role you'd like to come back to as well, if ever the opportunity arose?
I would absolutely love to. If there's a 50th anniversary tour, I am there.
Your name is down on the list already. We'll make sure that happens.
Absolutely.
For you as best we can. Danny Harmer, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic time at the Grand this week, and I'm looking forward to coming along and seeing you guys messing about and having a fantastic time on stage on Thursday. See you soon.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Bye.
And from one 40th anniversary to another, as this Saturday night also sees a celebration for the Haven in Wolverhampton as they mark 40 years of the Women's Refuge. And to tell us all about it is Charlotte Anson, the Grants Officer. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Now, first of all, a bit of background on the Haven. We've talked about it before, but it's doing vital work in the city, isn't it?
It is. The Haven supports 120 women and children at any one time who have suffered from domestic violence and homelessness. And we're so proud to still be here 40 years later. So we're celebrating with the Military Wives Choir Shawbury and also the Howling Wolves Community Choir on the 2nd of November. It's at Quality Hotel Wolverhampton on the Tetnall Road, and tickets are £10. Buffets are included.
So a nice event and a nice way of marking the 40th anniversary, and obviously much needed funds for the centre as well from every ticket sold. But I assume people have been probably queuing up to get involved in this event to work with you on this one.
Yes, we were thrilled actually when Military Wives agreed to support us for this event. They've performed in front of so many different people that we were astounded that they were willing to donate their time to us. So yeah.
On the day itself, I take it it's going to be absolutely packed, but so people need to get their tickets ordered early, and we've got just under a week to go until the event. And will you have maybe some of the ladies who spend their time at the refuge also able to join you for the night itself?
Yes, we will do. We've allocated a few tickets for ladies that are currently at the Haven and those that have kept in touch with us since they've been here. So we're hoping to celebrate with them as well, and lots of local supporters.
And of course, it's vitally important that many different revenue streams are there to help support the work that you do. And tell us a bit about some of the other ways in which you're fundraising at the moment.
And we're actually, this is a really fabulous time for us to mention the Lloyd Community Fund. And we're currently trying to win £3,000 to secure money for our Freedom Programme, which empowers women by showing them the signs of abuse and how to keep themselves safe. So to vote, you can text CWSA 36119, and you can also online look for Lloyd's Community Fund and search for the Haven Wolverhampton.
And all you need to do there is register that vote, and you could be making a difference. It won't even cost you anything other than the price of a text, will it? So it's well worth doing.
That's exactly right, yes.
And give us the full website details for the Haven as well for any other forthcoming events.
www.havenrefuge.org.uk.
And there's obviously many things that you're doing throughout the year. Unfortunately, it's vital work that you're doing. We'd rather there wasn't the need for somewhere like the Haven, but sadly, even in this day and age, it is the case, isn't it?
It is. There's still a very high prevalence of domestic violence. It still affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men. So we obviously always look to support them in any way we can.
Yeah, and there's obviously many different ways that happens, and that first point of contact through the Haven. And has that still come via referral, or can somebody just pick up the phone and come and talk to you?
Anyone can come pick up the phone and come and speak to us using our helpline.
So what is the helpline number?
It's 08000 194 400.
And if somebody also then wants to get in touch to buy tickets for the events, there's another telephone number for that one. Please don't ring the helpline for that, but how can they get hold of you for tickets for this the event on Saturday?
It's 01902 572 126, or you can go online www.justgiving.com/thehavenis40.
And you can get your tickets that way. Well, it sounds like it is going to be an absolutely fantastic night on Saturday night. I hope you all enjoy it, and I say I hope the ladies who have come along from the refuge itself will get a good evening and enjoy the marking of the 40th anniversary of the site that's helping to support them. And keep up the good work is all I can say from there.
That's great. Thanks ever so much, Jason.
Cheers, thanks. Drop for now.
Bye.
Let's take some music from our featured band, Silhouettes and Gold Tag. Nathan Till from Silhouettes is here with us in the studio. You've just heard Gold Tag, and that's out on the 25th of November.
Yeah, apparently.
See, this is one of the things. You're being promoted, so you don't have to worry about that now, do you?
That's right, yeah. We've recently got signed to Integrity Records, a small indie label, and they're putting out a single in November. Album next year, early next year sometime.
Now, they're billing you as indie electronic. You're a four-piece, and you're from Wolverhampton.
That's right. It's four kind of core members, and then we get session players live as well. So we get a drummer and a violin player when we play live. So
it's one of those things that's a sound you can't recreate without extra help.
Yeah, we tried just using electronic sample beats live, but it didn't have the same kind of kick as a drum kit, and so we incorporated that. And then with the violin. I just knew a violin player and thought, you know, come on board, see what it sounds like.
Does the job get them on board?
That might sound nice.
Oh, it's a bit of a difference for an electronic band to take something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite. It's not like the usual electronic kind of feel, really. It's a lot more mixing kind of acoustic instruments in with electronic elements, really. A lot of the tracks on the album are quite orchestral and got violins in there as well, so it kind of made sense, really.
So how does it work with that releasing? Because you have the single coming out.
The album will be out next year on Integrity Records, probably about March time. Not sure yet, though.
Is it something that you've already got the songs ready for, or is it something you're still
working on? Yeah, it's all recorded. We finished it a couple of weeks ago, so it's going to have to be mastered at the moment. So we're just kind of working in the background on promotion and releasing the single, seeing what kind of interest that gathers, and then moving on from there, really.
Mm. I suppose you've got to do a lot of touring now, haven't you, between now and then to
get
interested?
Yeah, we've got a gig coming up in Wolverhampton to promote the single release on the 6th of December at the New Hampton Arts Centre, and we'll be headlining that. We've also got a gig in a couple of weeks at Actress and Bishop, 13th of November. And then next year we'll be looking to book in more dates around the country as well.
That's part of the joy of it, though. I mean, it's the sort of thing you can take on the road. But when you're looking at bringing the extra musicians in, it's more than just a four-piece having to work. So it's not something that you can, you know, if you want to record something, you get the four guys together fairly easy. But you have to have your specific session musicians, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. It was quite just me and Jay do a lot of the recording, really.
Mm-hmm.
And but live, obviously, you can't do everything, so
yeah,
they're along for that, yeah.
So give us the rundown of the whole group then. Name names.
There's Ben Blewett on keyboards, Jason Cuttill on keys and sampler, and Perry on violin, Ben Darg on drums, and Xander Roberts on bass. And me, Nathan Till, on guitar and vocals.
Obviously, you've got a sound and the way it works, but, I mean, do you like enjoy processing voices and adding extra vocal tracks in there as well?
Yeah, I do a few things with harmonies and manipulating the voice, adding delays or kind of vocoders and things like that.
Running things backwards through reverb units and weird stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
But it's good to experiment as well, isn't it? And it's a chance to do something creative and build on the sound.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't got a studio, so it's all done in our bedroom on a couple of computers.
But that can make money these days.
Yes. It gives us a lot of free reign to mess around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's taken so long. It's taken about a year to finish this stuff.
But, I mean, you've been together, what, is it just over 4 years now?
Yeah, we've gone through a lot of changes. We released two EPs, lost our bass player. Jay used to be our drummer. He's come off the drums now because he wanted to play keys and do other things. And also that kind of changed the way we wrote as well. So he has kind of just naturally careered towards a kind of electronic setup. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who would you say your main influences are? Do you all have similar influences or are they all different?
Me and Jay kind of like Radiohead a lot. Sigur Rós is in there. Arcade Fire. I'm a big Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds fan.
Many people are. We won't hold it against you. But it's interesting to hear a name like Sigur Rós, though, because that's someone who, to me, did some stuff a few years ago, and I really haven't heard much from recently, but I take it still working hard.
Yeah, they've still going, yeah. They've got about like 7 albums now. They released one a couple of months back.
Yeah.
They're just, I think they had that song Hoppy Parlor or wherever it was, and used it in all those adverts, and everyone went mad for them, but they've been going for years before that, kind of. I remember their first record was like an angel, a baby kind of fetus angel, like the song off the Star of Fleurs on that one for the Life Aquatic,
yeah,
like that nice scene with the shark. Yeah, they're a big influence, kind of that kind of, that's where the kind of violins come from.
Yeah,
and I suppose the kind of electronic aspects come from Radiohead and M83, big fan of theirs.
But using it to create a sound and an image which is very much all your own, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of works, you know, it's kind of getting there.
And you do like your song titles as well. They seem to be quite cunning and interesting. I mean, I say you already heard Gold Tag, but Goodbye Horses we will take next. Explain a little more about that one.
That's a cover, actually.
Yeah?
That's a cover of a early 90s song by Q Lazarus.
Right.
It's the scene in Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill's dancing.
Right.
On his own.
I've seen it twice, but don't remember. I think I put a lot of that from my mind to ensure I didn't have nightmares,
so
to be fair.
It's in the background. It's it's a great song.
I'll have to rewatch that. That would be quite interesting.
Classic, really.
Yeah. And so it is your take on that and a complete rearrangement, I'm guessing, to suit your style?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Completely redone. New synths and kind of a more of a modern beat to it, yeah.
And explain for us then Creaking Universe, we'll take a little listen to later.
That's just looking up at the expanse with your girlfriend and kind of feeling small but kind of important at the same time. It wears like creaking and things like that. It makes it sound old. It's like the universe is always expanding. I kind of had this idea of it kind of creaking at the same time as getting bigger. So it kind of gives it kind of like a wooden, earthy feel.
Well, we'll take a listen to that fairly shortly. However, if people are looking to find out more about your music and see what you guys look like in action, you must have a website for this sort of thing.
Yeah, silhouettesmusic.net. If you go on there, it's lots of, we update the news page, and if you go to the contacts list, you can follow us on links to Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, and there's a couple of videos on YouTube as well you can have a look at.
Just search for the name and you'll find them that way. And the single, as you say, 25th of November, that is released, and I take it that's via iTunes and all the usual outlets?
That's right, yeah.
And if people want a real CD, where do they go?
It's only digital. The album will be CD format.
And that's one to pick up at the gigs that you do around the country next year?
Yeah, that'll be next year. Yeah.
Brilliant. Nathan, thank you for joining us. Good to speak to you. And we're looking forward to hearing more from you. In fact, that's exactly what we'll do now as we take a listen to Silhouettes and Goodbye Horses.
Okay, thank you.
That was Goodbye Horses from Silhouettes.
Now, from the 1st of November, there are six dates. Now, you can see Aston Hall by Candlelight. It's a big do going on over in Brum. And a gentleman who's providing the music is friend of the show, Paul Baker. Hello.
Greetings.
Now, which guys are you in? Are you Diabolus in Musica at this one, or...?
Yes, Diabolus in Musica, that is the generic title for my band. For the Candlelight Evenings, we are a four-part Shawm band playing Elizabethan and Jacobean music on very grand array of Shawms and all sorts of other jolly stuff like hurdy-gurdies and recorders and crumb horns and you name it.
The only thing I recognise there is recorder.
we've talked about all this stuff in the past. We've had you demonstrating Shawms in the studio and everything over
absolutely,
the years,
yes.
Which is always good fun. And
never had four of them together.
No,
they always sound better when there's four of them together.
What's the collective noun?
Consort of Shawms.
There we
like.
Go. There had to be one.
Or a band of weights.
Right. Okay. Now this is all part of a big night, and it sees the return of the Holt family to their home in London, and there's actors, performers, and all under the light of hundreds of candles. It's going to be an interesting 17th century winter evening, isn't it?
It's going to be wonderful.
Sounds very nice.
It always is wonderful. They only do it every 2 years, but it's worth catching it when they do it.
And is this this isn't the first time you've done this either, is it?
Oh, we've been doing the music for Aston Hall by Candlelight for longer than I care to mention.
Yes, it did give away your age a little bit. Since the 17th century.
He's one of the originals.
You are the originals. Well, so it starts on Friday the 1st of November. You can get along on Saturday the 2nd, Sunday the 3rd, Thursday the 7th, Friday the 8th, and Sunday the 10th. You do have to book in advance for this one. It's priced at £14 for adults. Kids 3 through 15 years are £12. Concessions are £12 as well. And you get a family ticket of two adults and up to three children for £51. The phone number for that is 0121 202 2222. But if you're getting along to Aston Hall, what can they expect musically then? Are there some certain set traditional classics that you'll be sharing?
Well, I dare say at some point during the evening we'll play Green Sleeves.
That's compulsory, isn't it, I think, yeah.
We may get people singing, we may get them dancing, and if not, we will play them some wonderful music and very grand stuff.
Will there be a hint of Christmas in there as well, based on the time of year, or is it a bit too early for you?
It's a little bit early for Christmas, but we may certainly put a few wintry things in.
Okay.
You're in December, you've got to do some
Christmas November, things. It's November.
Oh, November, sorry, I thought you said December.
No, I definitely said November. You heard me say November, didn't you, Paul?
Sorry.
I heard you say November.
It is the run-up to Christmas,
well,
though.
We'll turn up in November. But
Zoe can turn up any time she feels
I'll
like.
I'll go in December.
So, how do you make a shawm sound more wintry than normal? Is it with bits of cotton wool around the outside to keep it warm?
Yeah, basically put cotton wool and spray on snow on the end. And some tinsel and holly.
And I'm sure you have an appropriate outfit for all of this too. So, 17th century. What period is that?
We'll be in full costume.
Yep. So, what will you be dressed as? And don't say to someone from the 17th century.
House musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Our clothes are slightly grand for musicians, but then Thomas Holt was a very grand man.
Would it have included tights at all, or am I thinking of the wrong century?
Well, we tend to think in terms of hose, but yeah, more or less. That sort of thing.
Thick tights. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting time to be had by all down there. And,
absolutely, yeah.
Do you have problems with wax from the candles as well, or do you manage to steer clear of naked flames?
No, wax from the candles is a slight problem. It tends to get into places where it shouldn't, but it can be rubbed out quite readily.
Soaks through the tights, doesn't it?
No, don't get wax from your tights.
No,
okay. So you don't have holes in them.
And so you're expected to read your music by the power of candlelight.
Yes, yeah, we do have little technological devices which may aid us.
Torches,
but we very often do most of it by candles. Yes, provided we can actually get a candelabra in the right place. It's not easy to place a candle in front of your music when you're playing the shawm from it, but we cope.
Good luck with that. And we shall look forward to the event itself. As I mentioned, they start in November. If you do want more information, once again, that phone number, it has got lots of twos in it. It was 0121 202 2222. So I'm sure there's an outfit that you could be wearing in there too somewhere. Say 1st of November is the first event, and have a chat with the guys down at Aston Hall to book your tickets at £14 for adults, £12 for kids and concessions, and that family ticket for £51. Paul, always good to speak to you. Have a lovely time down there, and we've got to get you back into the studio at some point to try and deafen Zoe with one of your bits of equipment.
Tell me when.
Okay, we'll sort a date out. And you can
try and teach me how to play.
That can be done.
We have a limited amount of time, actually, so it might be a bit of a problem, to be fair.
We'll get you playing bagpipes, that's always fun.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
No, really, Paul, no.
I used to play recorder, so my fingers are quite
supple. English bagpipes, not Scottish ones.
Okay, that's not quite so bad then. I have had the demonstrated difference in the past, so that'd be quite a treat. Paul Baker, Diablos in Musica, give us your website as well so people can find out more about you.
Our website is www.diabolus.org.
And a fine example of your music would be?
Grimstock, played on hurdy-gurdy and Renaissance guitar.
know, it's that time of year again almost, but I have a difference for Remembrance Day. If you don't want to buy a traditional poppy, you can get yourself a knitted one. And the person who you can get it from, Linda Evans, I have on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, young lady?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, so if we've made you put down your knitting needles for a short while to have a little chat with us, because
the clicking... Yes, they're right by my side at the moment.
The clicking in the background would have been a bit of a problem, I think, but there we go. So, you're doing all this in aid of the appeal
British
put together
Legion,
by the British
yeah.
Legion, yeah. And as I say, it's slightly different, and probably a more environmentally friendly way of doing it than with something stuck to a plastic stick.
And because, it lasts a bit longer.
Yeah, well, this is something you're going to want to buy and then just make a donation in future years rather than having to replace your poppy, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, a lot of people do give me donations or they send me woolen or pins
mm-hmm.
to actually carry on knitting.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just buy them every year.
Well, which is
amazing.
And I suppose then they have an array of them at home, and each one means something slightly different to them as from each year of manufacture. So
yes.
are they dated, or do you...
No, they're not dated. They don't vary much.
Mm-hmm.
There's no different sizes
change,
or anything.
I can't get the certain leaves one year, so I have to have a different type of leaf. But you can't really change the original poppy. I mean, I did a few glittery ones, but to me, they're not the proper British Legion poppy.
No, so it is your take directly on the standard
yes.
British Legion poppy.
Yes.
So does it follow the same pattern as the paper one, or is it just a little bit bigger, so, I suppose, to combat the wool?
A bit bigger, a bit brighter, and
washable.
Well, I've never washed one.
But if it's spitting a little bit when you're at the cenotaph,
yeah,
it's not going to go crinkly,
yeah,
is it? So you'll
wash.
Be okay.
But I mean, we just want people to buy them every year, obviously.
Yeah.
To get as much money as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. So, the picture that I saw in the paper, it had like a mass of knitted poppies.
Yes,
it looked ever so nice.
2,000 this year.
Wow, that's good going. And how does the knitting plan work? Do you sort of sit yourself down over the summer months and think, well, I'm going to sit in the garden with the Bacardi and do some knitting?
I started last Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I just do some through the year. Lell off a bit when there were nice weathers here, obviously.
Okay, yeah,
but,
made the most of these things.
It's all needles go now for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. How long does it normally take you to make one poppy from start to finish?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, so that's quite quick.
But please take that into account, though. That is a good 20 minutes worth of work. So you want to be making a good donation, because that's the amount of effort that's gone into this
yeah.
sort of
yeah.
thing. And I think that people tend not to put a suitably high value on knitted work, because it's a proper handicraft. And when people do things like the knitted dolls and things, I mean, they take absolutely hours. So
yeah.
And the detail that's gone into this poppy, to make it the right shape and to follow a pattern and the preparation...
Well, the pattern's in my head.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is it?
It doesn't
yeah.
exist.
Right.
As you say, it is. I don't know if you've seen them before, Jason, but it's like a lovely. It's not. It's like obviously it's 3D, but I mean it looks lovely. It looks like a proper little flower, like a proper poppy, and it's much much better looking than the plastic ones.
So how do people get hold of these things? Because you're sitting there in Wolverhampton knitting away.
Yeah, they are selling them for me in eye openers in Bilston High Street, and I've got a contact number if someone wants to ring the number. And basically send a stamped addressed envelope, and we pop the poppies in the post to you.
And what is your minimum suggested donation?
Well, we charge £1, but obviously we do have people who put extra in, and
mm-hmm.
anything is appreciated, because the more money we can get, the better it is for the soldiers.
Yep, mm. And if you've got some wool as well, pop it along, and you can
yes.
start with knitting with that
pins,
next year.
Pins are very dear.
Yes.
They've gone up in price tremendously over the last 3 years while I've been doing them.
Mm-hmm. And is there a safety pin on the back, which you can, of course, attach
yes.
quite easily on this
yes.
sort of thing, isn't it?
They come with a safety pin, so you don't have to worry about a pin or and falling off.
Mm. Have you sold quite a few so far this year?
I reckon to date I've probably sold about 500.
That's good going. Still 1,500 still to go, but we've got quite a while.
Well, I've done a lot more since the newspaper article.
Really? Brilliant. Well, you keep knitting.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. If people want to pick up one from you directly, what do they do?
The contact number is 01902 790597.
Okay, that's 01902, Wolverhampton number 790597. And who do they find on the other end of the phone?
It'll be my Auntie Kath.
Okay, so have a chat with Auntie Kath.
Yes, and she'll explain about putting, you know, sending self-addressed envelope
yeah.
and check. And
how many stamps and everything
post.
And doing
yeah,
all that.
And
yeah,
and they're in the next post to them.
Brilliant. We'll get those orders in nice and early. Thank you for what you're doing. It really is nice to know that someone's out there doing this sort of work. It's absolutely brilliant. And if people want to go and buy them from the shop, where again in Bilston was it?
Bilston High Street, Eye Openers, Opticians, and they've also got them at Goodyear's on the Stafford Road.
So pop along to the Goodyear Pavilion down there.
Yeah.
Well, oh, hang on. So we were being prompted in the background. Where else was that?
Coven Post Office as well as got a supply. So
Coven Post Office.
Yeah.
Okay, get yourself along and you can see the knitted poppy. And I say it's something nice and different. And it's you're going to want to keep it, aren't you, as well?
Yes, they're keeping.
Yeah, it's safe to give to the kids as well, isn't it? Because if you've got, like, young children...
Take the pin off first.
Well, yeah, without the pin, yeah.
But your child. That would be the better way of doing it. Linda, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And we shall look forward to seeing you and some more knitted poppies, hopefully in the press again next year with the record numbers sold.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye.
Time to take more music now from our featured band. Our last one from them, it's Creaking Universe from Silhouettes.
Stars come out for you, dear. It's like all the answers are at our feet. We caught an astral wind, rode it down to the sea, and cast all our ashes of love. Slow down, your heart with mine begin to let me.
And the Creaking Universe.
Now, Zoe,
Yes.
We have on the phone someone we've been trying to get hold of for a long time. He's been very, very busy, right, mostly because he's touring. He's on the phone now. Dan Whitehouse, how are you doing, sir?
Hello, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's always good to have you along. And you've been working significantly hard, haven't you, recently?
I've been doing a lot of tour dates and I've just released my second album, Reaching for a State of Mind.
How's it all been going? Because it must be great having the second album out there.
It was a great launch night we had over at the Crescent Theatre in Brindley Place in Birmingham. I was lucky enough to have Duke Special come over from Belfast and do a opening slot, a guest slot. And then we had this beautiful sold-out theatre with a grand piano. And that was a really special moment, something that I'd worked towards for a long period of time. And then I've just been getting out and about playing folk clubs, art centres, tiny theatres, sort of bewitching little pubs. I like to get out on the road and meet new people and play music. You know, it's a fantastic life.
Oh, you've been doing this for a fair few years as well now, haven't you? And with a good level of success, which is really nice. And you're a Wolverhampton lad, and you do come back and play a fair few gigs around the city as well.
Yeah, I often play in the West Midlands. My next big date is at the Birmingham Conservatoire on Saturday, December the 14th, and it's going to be a kind of Christmas end of year sort of feeling, obviously, naturally that time of year. And we've got the German Market just right outside the Birmingham Conservatoire at Paradise Place. We did this event last year, and it actually sold out in the end last year, so I'd urge folks to get online to my website and get the tickets for that one early. But it's a really...
Spend the whole day there. Yeah. Being there with their Christmas goodies and then coming to see you on the night time.
So give us the web address then for that one.
So all the info's on dan-whitehouse.com.
And you can get that there. But it's also, you can get access to the music and see some pictures, yeah, of what you've been up to as well, and have a bit of a tour around the site. Because, I mean, what would you say have been the highlights over probably the last 6 to 12 months? Because there's been quite a lot going on.
Definitely the Crescent launch, like I said, was a big highlight. But also touring, supporting Simone Felice. His audience seemed to really dig what I was doing, which was, you know, I was really on to be opening up for him from the Felice brothers. And those dates were great.
And obviously another big year next year. You'll still be working with the album, I'm sure, and thinking towards the next long player. But what have you got scheduled for 2014 so far?
Well, it kicks off with a week of dates in Canada.
Which is pretty good going, isn't it? That's impressive enough in itself.
Well, it's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it? And, you know, I'm just looking on Google Images and stuff. It just looks stunning.
Find some places to go in between the gigs.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Really good way to
touring through the Rocky Mountains area.
Take the camera for definite. So, plenty of gigs in a slightly different area as well. And have you been sort of doing interviews and things over there by phone in advance to prepare people for your arrival?
Not yet, no. Hopefully some of that will start to kick in.
You should take some shoes with you, though. The picture on your internet, he's got no shoes on. He's sitting in a field. No shoes.
Yeah, it's going to be quite cold isn't it, that time of year.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Take some boots.
That's always the motherly instinct, which is the way we like it. Okay, well, Dan, it is good to speak to you. And what else should we know about the forthcoming few months? So anything else to look out for as far as we're concerned, apart from the gig at the Conservatoire?
I've got a joint EP coming out with Anya McCloskey. She's the artist that I'm touring Canada with. So if you're interested in new material, if you've already heard my 3 EPs and 2 albums, then that's the next new material that's going to be on the cards.
Well, something to look forward to. The web address, dan-whitehouse.com, and get yourself along there. And I take it you can also pick the music up in iTunes and various other retail stores online?
You can. All my stuff's on those, yeah. You could probably illegally download it too if you're that way inclined.
Who'd rather you didn't, though? give him some money. Go to a gig and buy a CD. That's always the best way of doing it. You know what cash they're getting off you that way as well, don't you?
So I think they can download it off your website as well, can't they?
They can, yeah.
So they can peruse everything else as well.
And they can check out the videos first if they're not yet convinced.
And do you wear shoes in the videos or not?
Is it like Zola Budd, where she used to run without shoes, didn't she? Like constantly. Is that the way you do your best music with no shoes on?
You just don't know where to go with that, do you? No, we'll leave that one there.
One with nature. Yeah,
that's it. Cool. Well, good luck to you, mate. And we look forward to seeing you along somewhere in the city sometime soon. And we'll have to get you doing... I'd like to have you doing a bit of busking outside Molyneux for me at some point as well, just for a bit of fun too.
Well, that'd be, you know, I'm a big Wolves fan, so that'd be an honour.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. We'll work on that one. We shall talk some other time about that. Okay.
I should wear some shoes.
Thank you.
For that.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, cheers, mate. Catch you soon. Oh, what you, tell you what, before you go, let's take a track from you. What would you like to listen to?
How about A Light from the new record?
It rolls on.
Episode 227 done and dusted. Zoe, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, and I hope you're enjoying yourself in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm having a great time out there at the moment, I am sure. We'll be back next week for episode 228 when I'm back in the country, and we should, in theory, have live music here in the studio.
Lovely.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.